The reading this evening is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For, to begin with, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. Indeed, there have to be factions among you, for only so will it become clear who among you are genuine. When you come together, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper. For when the time comes to eat, each of you proceeds to eat your own supper, and one goes hungry and another becomes drunk. What? Do you not have households to eat and drink in? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I commend you? In this matter, I do not commend you. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
The Gospel of John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already decided that Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, would betray Jesus. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my head and my hands." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and put on his robe and had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for this is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. And very truly I tell you, slaves are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So what love is this? To wash another's feet. What love? To be a servant. I remember being a new mom, Joshua, tiny 5 pounds when I brought him home. And I remember being very careful with his toes. I actually used a little Q-tip to go in between each little toe just to make sure that every piece, every inch of him was clean. And what a pleasure it is to be able to care for somebody so small, so tiny, so clean, so pure, and whom I had so much love for. As the years passed, our parent-child relationship grew strong. So what love is this that Jesus models for his disciples? It's so intimate and so pure. It is a love that is given in its fullness and in grace, no attachments. There's no selfish gain or individual recognition, but this selflessness. There's also responsibility and compassion mixed in there. On this night, described in John, Jesus is speaking to his disciples just prior to his arrest, to his trial, to his death. Jesus is being intentional. And Jesus envisions a love that permeates the world, his disciples, his community, a community that has required his physical presence. And at this time, Jesus is being intentional because he knows his physical presence will not be. So love being at the heart, at the very heart of every Christian. This kind of love that Jesus is speaking of is hard sometimes. It's equitable, radical, inclusive, ethical. This kind of love places someone else's being, somebody else's needs above oneself. A life of community and interconnectedness. Imagine just for a moment what it would be like sitting there with Jesus and the disciples, everybody eating dinner together, and all of a sudden, Jesus gets up and starts washing your feet. There are a couple things that I notice in this scene. First of all, the tragedy that's about to happen has not happened yet. It has not happened yet. So Jesus is caring and nurturing for the disciples before, and not after, but before this major, major life change. And the second is that Jesus doesn't choose whose feet to wash or not wash. Jesus washes them all. Jesus is not interested in social norms, but being intentional. I've been intentional as a parent my whole kids' lives. Raising kids is a responsibility and a job and a service, right? It was late one night and our whole world stopped for a time. The phone rang and I didn't recognize the number, so Jordan and I just kept watching the movie and having fun. And later, I noticed there was a message and I checked the message and I felt a huge knot in my throat, the kind that you're like, oh, I should have done this. I should have answered the phone. Why didn't I answer the phone? It was a social worker from the hospital Our life paused. I was so grateful, though, that I had a Christian community, a Christ-centered community, relationships that I had poured into and that poured into me, because within an hour, I kid you not, within an hour, I had somebody taking care of Jordan. I had two friends, my best friends, meeting me at the hospital, and three congregations were alerted and praying. And I notice a lot of the times that Christians, especially a lot of people, they come to the rescue after the tragedy, right? But Jesus here is being intentional. Jesus shows us how important it is to nurture relationships beforehand, during this meal, washing feet and being in service to his disciples, was a healing balm in service to one another. So what I called the hospital back, right? I mean, like, immediately. And I didn't hear everything. Honestly, I don't even remember much of the conversation, but I do know that there was hospital, son, Joshua, motorcycle accident. Can you come quickly? Yes. Yes. So with a community of support built on intentional relationships, I went. And Joshua was getting prepped for surgery. He had multiple fractures in both legs and his arm, and they replaced some of his bones with metal rods. They used other types of flat metal to support his other broken bones. And he spent the first 3 months in a wheelchair. I took off work to care for him. Community, nurtured beforehand. Mother and son relationship nurtured all life. Relationships built within the love of Christ. This was new life for me, to have my friends, my best friends, show up for me. So about a week into his care, after getting him home, it was really hard when Joshua, I call him Goose, he tells me something really hard to hear. But, you know, in relationships, if they're Christ-centered, we can hear some things, right? Even when they're hard. He told me that the care I was giving him wasn't enough. As a parent, it wasn't enough. I helped bathe him. He's a grown man. I helped bathe him. I gave him shots, helped him get dressed every day. And then these are things that parents with an adult child hope never, ever they have to do. And he was angry and sad at the same time when he was telling me this. And I asked him, I said, Goose, what is going on? What's going on? You know, a few years prior, we lost his grandpa, my stepdad, to cancer. And we both remember his grandfather's feet that had been not washed and not cared for. And the toenails were really long. And I asked him, I said, Goose, what's going on? And he looked down at his uncovered feet that really resembled his grandfather's feet, and his fear of death upon his face. Questioned whether or not he was going to survive this. And he calls me mum, my feet. They look like grandpa's feet right before he died, yellow and unclean. My heart sank, and I get a basin, because he is sitting in his wheelchair. I get a basin, some warm water, some soap, and I tenderly wash his feet, as if he were that newborn baby that I cared for so long ago. Loving someone is hard. Hearing somebody tell you that the care that you're responsible for is not enough is hard, especially when the message is, please care for me. I mean, of course, Josh is doing fine. Many of you guys met him while he was here, and I'm grateful that you got to. He has a limp, but he's doing just fine. Jesus here is being intentional, building relationships before the world stops, allows us to listen to each other, to care for each other, to wash each other's feet, to be the balm that Jesus was to the disciples. Because honestly, we've been doing it all along. We just need to be intentional about it, because sometimes the love that we and the service that we give is what we prefer to give and not exactly what it is that the other person needs. So this vision that Jesus has and models for us is new life. Trust me, I washed his feet regularly after that, because that was new life for him, right? He was like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna die. Everyone everywhere will know you are Christians by your love. And love being at the heart of every Christian follower. This is what I want to urge you to do. Call people. Contact people that you haven't seen at church. Build those relationships back. Serve freely. And ask how to serve. Wash each other's feet with intention. Because we represent a loving, beautiful, intentional God. Intentionally, who gave us Jesus. Amen.